This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we mentioned, the Friday shiur is sponsored by a good friend, Reb Tzala Rose, Le'i Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. And thank you everybody for joining. I want to share with you one additional thought on the Haftorah, Mamish Oyem V'Noira, from Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, from the Sefer Ahavas Yonasan, where we know one of the central figures in this week's Haftorah, of course, is Manoach, the father of Shimshon. It's very interesting that we don't know that much about Manoach. We know that he is given this prophetic experience, but we don't really know that much about him. What's interesting is the meaning of the name Shimshon, because we find in the Gemara in Soita that the Gemara says the name Shimshon is the name of Hashem. I'll share with you something interesting. The name of Shimshon is the name of Hashem. The Gemara in Soita Daf Yud says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon al Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. So Gemara says, well, does that mean you can't erase it? So Gemara says, just like the sun protects the whole world, so too does Shimshon. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean? Could you really not erase the name of Hashem? And Rav Shamshon Me'ashtapoli says something extremely wondrous. He says that Shimshon is Gematria 696, which is 26 times 26. If, actually, 26 times 26 is 676. And since there are two Havayos that are mentioned, these are 20 letters. Actually, the Shem Havaya, when you mention it, when you write it, B'miluah, Yud Vav Dalet, followed by a Hey, followed by a Yud, followed by a Vav, Yud Vav, then of a Hey and a Yud is 10 letters, times those 10 letters equals 696. So Shimshon is really 26 times 26 plus 20 of the 20 oisios of the Shem Havaya B'miluah. This is brought by Rav Shamshon Me'ashtapoli. Pretty amazing. Now, Rav Yonasan Aibishitz brings something incredible, that Manoach was the Gilgal of Noach. Manoach was Noach reincarnate. Rav Yonasan Aibishitz says this in Avos Yonasan. And really, Shimshon should have been born from Noach. But because Noach was ruined through wine, like it says, Vayesh min ayayin, Vayishkar. So therefore, Cham came and he castrated Noach. Noach could not produce Shimshon. Therefore, it says by Shimshon, Hu Yochel, he began, like it says by Noach, Vayochel Noach, Vayita Karem. And Shimshon saved Klal Yisrael from the Philistines, because the Philistines come from Canaan, from Cham. And he had to pay back Cham, because Cham stopped him from being born. Now his wife was an Akara, and cannot give birth. Manoach's wife, why? Because Manoach's wife, Tzalalfonis, was a spark of Chava. And because Chava was corrupted by the snake, and the snake brought barrenness to the world, like it says, Harbe Arbe Atzonich Vehironich, therefore Noach's wife, Manoach's wife, who is a spark of Chava, was barren. And that's why at Har Sinai, when the Zuhama ceased of the Nachash, it says, Lo yiyah b'cha akar v'akara. Because akros is from the curse of the snake. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara says the mother of Shimshon, her name was Tzalalfonis. Who cares what her name is? Why is the Gemara so interested in her name? But we find in the Yishalmi, some say that the meaning is Lezoina Pinas. Now we know that the Nachash put poison in Chava when he lived with her. Tzilala Finas is Tzel Finas, a shadow of Finas. And Chava was also called Finas. Even Moasu Habayin Moisel Roish Pina. The second Lamed was added like the Tevois Hakfulem. But this is a little insight into who these individuals were. Manayach was a Gilgal of Nayach, and Shimshon was supposed to be born from Nayach, and because of what Chum did, Shimshon couldn't be born. Therefore, Shimshon is Yachel, like Vayachel Nayach, and he takes revenge from the Philistines, and Silalafanis was the Gilgal of Chava, and that's why she was in Akar, an Akara, because Chava brought that to the world. Okay, so some secrets of the Haftarah. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. V'chol tov.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Thank you for joining. Kol tov, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.